The city has received two offers for the Gary Paxton Industrial Park. From Pat Glob of Alaska and Pacific Packing comes a proposal to lease about an acre and a half of waterfront property, including an empty building, to house his business designing and manufacturing equipment for the seafood industry.
I would build the equipment that actually helps to butcher the fish, the conveyors that move the fish along where they go, the holding tanks that hold them, the transportation to get them into a van, the packaging machines that package them. All that stuff needs to be built and needs to be specific to what the seafood industry needs.
Glob has been designing fish processing equipment for decades. He designed much of Silver Bay Seafood's Sitka processing plant. And speaking of Silver Bay Seafoods, that company has put forward the second bid. Silver Bay wants to buy nearly all the remaining land at the park, including the waterfront plot that Glob is seeking. The company wants to build a seafood byproducts and salmon oil plant and cold storage, and perhaps most tantalizing for the city, a marine services center.
My goal is to create a marine services center that becomes a destination for boat repair throughout Alaska.
That's Silver Bay president Troy Denkinger.
Silver Bay's role in this will be to put the infrastructure in to create the actual infrastructure that brings the boats here. Not us owning the businesses, but promoting the growth of local businesses or businesses that might come to town to provide these services.
Under the vision sketched out by Denkinger and CEO Rich Riggs, Silver Bay would serve as a sort of umbrella and facilitator, bringing in everyone from welders to painters to engineers to work on boats. The boatyard would be operated in partnership with Halibut Point Marine Services and would include a large boat haulout. To that end, Silver Bay has proposed the city modify its plans for a dock at the industrial park. Sitka has received $7.5 million in state money to build a public multi-purpose dock, but planning has been put on hold while the city considers the two new proposals. Silver Bay wants the city to revise its plan to include marine haul-out piers. Silver Bay would then buy a 250-ton marine travel lift to operate at the site. Nearly everyone at Thursday night's meeting supported the idea of a marine services center. It's been one of the city's longtime dreams for the park. Sitka resident Kelly Warren owns two tenders.
You know, the thought of this facility, the Marine Service Center being brought in here is, of course, to me, a windfall. I had three boats previously. I've sold one in large part due to the fact that we just can't maintain them up here. They can't be hauled in Sitka.
But members of the public, the board, and the assembly also expressed worries about handing over so much of the industrial park to one private owner. The board has already voted to recommend selling Silver Bay several of the lots it bid for. What remains is the waterfront area, including the area where the two proposals overlap. Glob of Alaska and Pacific Packing said he's troubled by the prospect of working in a privately owned boatyard.
That if an individual owns it, doesn't matter who that individual is, if they decide next week they want to raise chickens out here, am I out of luck, you know? Is everybody sitting here saying, well, we all want a boatyard, but we don't own it. One individual owns it. And I think that's problematic from the service industry point of view and from mine.
Industrial Park Board member Dan Jones suggested that instead of selling the waterfront land, the city negotiate long-term leases.
I would really like to see both these proposals work in the park, but I want to make sure that 100 years from now, the park still works for the public.
An assembly member, Matt Hunter, spelled out the city's dilemma.
We don't have the money to construct the facilities that our fishing fleet needs. We have a private business who's coming forward and saying that they're willing to do it. We have another private business coming forward and saying that they're willing to do it. And I just want to make sure that whatever we end up doing, we get value for the community. We also need to guarantee that public access and make as much room as possible for the diversity of business. So I'm looking to the board for some recommendation here.
The board will try to hammer out those recommendations at its next meeting. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.